22. Reordering Salvation. 1. Ran back carefully, then heaved a sigh. The hunters would not willingly allow a presence as they braved the treachery of miles of snow, now frozen on its surface. They'd think she'd be a burden as they watched for warring dragons and the wounded men. But she was going, if she had to travel behind them, as they tried to find Rawther and Cragdon, struggling back to where the village, tense, fearful, waited for a dreaded future. She loved Rawther even as he caused a chaos, threatening all that she loved. Outside her cottage, Rhaestar waited, looking exhausted, circles black beneath his eyes. He shook his head to see the pack she'd packed. "I knew you'd try to go," he said. "Abrim will try to stop you, but he'll not succeed." Ran smiled at the village leader, shook her head, but silently walked past to where the hunters gathered as the morning sun threw blue, long shadows out from trees whose branches bent beneath their loads of snow. Abrim looked carefully at her and Rhaestar the moment that they left her cottage door. She did not look at him, but looked toward the trail they'd travel as they made their way into the slopes and fields that rose snow-bound into the mountains where the dragons lived. When Rhaestar opened up the wooden gate, the grim-faced hunter shook his head and frowned. "This is not a woman's trip," he said. "I'll not be blamed for leading you to harm." Ran glanced at his glare, then walked on past and started down the trail toward the fields beyond the denseness of the forest trees. Bren turned, desperate to Rhaestar, pointed toward Ran, frustration in the way he stood. "Your leader? Make her stop," he said. "Who knows what nightmares it will face outside of here?" "Rhaestar's hurt and dying," Rhaestar said. "We need her here if we can stop this war before it overwhelms us all. But I can't stop her, so you'll have to keep her safe." The seven other hunters mumbled, growled to hear their village leader's words. Abrim just stared at him, then grabbed his bow and pack from snow and stalked to where Ruan had walked. The other hunters, their voices cursing, scrambled into the trail Ruan and he had left. 2. Blind, stumbling, Cragdon felt his death beside him in the snow he'd walked for days. His body jarred each time he forced his muscles into another step, another mile, his eyesight blurring in the winter sunlight. He'd lost the reason why he kept his legs alive with shuffling downhill toward the endlessness of emptiness. His thoughts were haunted by the vision of a dragon that flamed out from the fullness of a moon with searing tongues of fire that made his flesh smell charred and sweet with putrefaction. factions wrought. He kept on swatting at the empty air and flinching as a flame shot out at him. He thought he'd welcome death when movement became too difficult and life gave out. He thought he'd smile and take death's hand in his and feel relief that he at last was done. He could not bring his wife or child alive inside his mind. It troubled him. But still, 3. Ruan walked from the woods into the fields and squinted at the brightness of the snow. Abram, 10 steps behind, stopped when she stopped. Behind them, hunters started leaving woods. Ruan then saw the figure stumbling toward them out of light. His head hung down. Her heart inside her throat, she saw the Kragdon, a man near death, was struggling alone. Rother was not anywhere in sight. And then she smelled a bear's rank smell and felt it rising up inside the forest like cold, deep, and red eyes burning hate and rage. She saw it rise up from a fire's dark ash and hunch above Ruarthur's sleeping body, burned raw by dragon flame and coal black rage, its roiling spirit flowing like a stream into the rage that made him who he was. The vision made her stagger, sending blackness, a thin, sharp, liquid arrow at her brain. She heard Abram shout when he saw the man. She watched as Kragdon stopped his movement, tried to understand if he was hearing things, and lifted up his head into the air. She turned toward the village, away from Kragdon, as all the hunters ran toward the man. She could not see. The great bear smiled at her and laughed its weirding as she fled its madness, Ruarthur's madness, wondering how she could keep him safe from who he was inside. A man who thought that he could kill a child and bring a peace he had purposely destroyed. I should have known, she thought. Ruarthur's strength was great enough to live through dragon's fire. Salvation laid in her and not in him.